to you, our speaker for this morning.
I'm only going to do this introduction once.
And
from this point on, I'm not going to introduce him anymore. Actually, from this point on, he is our pastor, our shepherd. We've been praying for him for almost 2 years now. We give thanks to the Lord after over 2 years. He and his family are able to immigrate to the United States. From this point on, he's going to live here in Portland. They're not going to go back to Taiwan. They may go back for vacation. Welcome, Pastor James.
Brother
and sister, peace to you.
这一次在这里讲到跟之前很不一样的感觉。
After standing here to preach, it's a different feeling.
以前来是好像客人。
The last time I was here, I was a guest.
但是这一次好像会有一点不一样。
But this time, I feel a little different. I feel like we are family.
我今天要跟各位弟兄姐妹来分享离开舒适圈进入迦南地。This
morning I want to share with you from the book of Deuteronomy how to enter into the land of Canaan.
我们一起翻开圣经在生命记31章。
If you have a Bible with you, please turn with me to the book of Leviticus chapter 31.
7节到8节。
Verse 7. To verse 8.
不管你是纸本的或者是电子的,
whether it's digital or scripture or it is a hard copy, I would like for all of us to open up the Word of God. But then you know that it's not just me saying.
Okay, 我们都找到了吗?
Have you found it? Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 7 and 8. Some of you sounds like a joke and chucks it on the box. After you find it, we'll read it together, whether it's Cantonese, Mandarin, or English.
好，我们我数一二三，我们一起来念，预备，一二三。摩西把约书亚招了来，在以色列众人面前对他说：“你要坚强勇敢，因为你要和这人民一同进入耶和华向他们的列祖起誓应许要赐给他们的地。” 你也要是让我得到那地为业，耶和华如今自在你前都行，与你同在，他如果也不离弃你，你不要害怕，也不要惊慌。我们一起来祷告。Let
us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的施恩宝座前。Father,
we come before your throne.
谢谢你，让我们可以再一次回到我们的会堂来聚会。
Give thanks, Father, this morning we would have come into the house of the Lord.
我们可以一起来敬拜。
We are worshiping you together.
谢谢你的恩典，在过去这个瘟疫的期间保守我们平安。
Father, we give thanks in the past of this pandemic that you have kept us safe and strong.
谢谢你丰盛的恩典一直跟随着我们。
Thank you, Lord, for your abundant blessing to be our presence.
愿把我们的生命继续献上在神你的手中。Father,
we live up, we put our lives into your hands.
求你亲自来使用。Father,
we ask to use us.
带领我们每个人更多经历你、认识你。Father,
lead us so that we may experience you in a personal way.
透过你的话语，活出属耶稣的人的样式。Father,
so that through your word, we may live out the life of Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 在师问候各位忠诚教会的家人们，大家平安。
Once again, shalom to the family of God, the Chinese people.
感谢神恩典，经过了三年的时间，我们来到了忠诚教会。
Thanks be unto God, after 2 years, we are among you.
那我们忠诚教会呢，也在新冠肺炎的影响里面，度过了15个月的线上聚会。今天我们终于可以面对面了。
No, due to COVID, by God's grace, our church has been gathering online for the last 16 months. Finally, today, we are returning in person and worshiping together.
一开始我看到很多弟兄姐妹我们在外面打招呼，因为很久没有见到面了，都很开心。
Earlier, I'm sure we are very happy because I saw a lot of brothers and sisters were out there catching up with one another. Very happy.
等下聚会以后，我们还可以好好聊一聊。
I'm sure after this worship service, later we'll have more time to catching up with one another.
自从2018年10月份，我们告诉台湾的弟兄姐妹说，我们将要离开台湾，来到国外来服事。那就有很多人问我，为什么要离开台湾去到国外来？
In October 2018, Joyce and I told the brother and sister in our home church in Taiwan.We told them we're going to go leave Taiwan and serve in Portland. Many of them have asked me, why do I want to go to Taiwan, go to Portland?
为什么要来美国？我也一直问我自己这个问题。
Why to come to the United States? It was a question that I also asked myself many times.
我生活在台湾已经将近10年的时间，我非常习惯台湾的生活。
No, after all, I have lived in Taiwan for almost 50 years. I'm very accustomed to the life in Taiwan.
为什么我要在这个年纪离开熟悉而且方便的台湾，来到对我来说完全陌生的美国？
No, I thought to myself, at the present age of my life, why would I want to leave this familiar place, this convenient place in Taiwan, and come to the United States, a place which I'm completely unfamiliar with?
在接下来的2年的时间，我不断的思考这个问题。
In the last 2 years, I kept thinking about this question.
慢慢的，我知道了，这不是我要或不要的问题，而是上帝对我们家的带领。
Gradually, I learned that from God that this is not a question whether I want or not want. Rather, it is about a willingness to follow God's will.
上帝给了我一段经文，就是我们今天。读的这个《生命记》31:7-8，还有在《约书亚记》的1章。
Then God gave me a passage of scripture, which is the one we read this morning in Deuteronomy 31:7-8, and also the first chapter of Joshua.
我今天就用这段经文来跟我忠诚教会的家人们来分享。
This morning, I will share from this passage to my family and Chinese people.
上帝派摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
God sent Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
他们经过了红海，进入到旷野的地方。他们在旷野遇到了很多的困难。
After they had crossed the Red Sea and into the wilderness, they encountered difficulties while they were in the wilderness.
他们非常容易的就想要回到埃及去。
And the people of Israel wants to go back to Egypt.
虽然他们在埃及是被奴役的，但是那是他们生活了一辈子的地方，他们习惯了在那里的生活方式。
Now never mind that they were being enslaved in Egypt, but it was the place that they have lived all their lives, and it was the only life that they are accustomed to, and that was being slaves.
虽然上帝带他们离开了埃及。恢复了自由的身份。
Although God had taught them out of Egypt and restored their freedom and their identity.
可是当他们遇见了他们眼前的难题，例如说在拉玛他们喝的水是苦的，在旷野没有食物，没有肉吃，他们马上就想要回埃及。
But when they encountered immediate challenges in the wilderness, for example, the bitter water in Marah,And there was no food or meat in the wilderness to be found. The people immediately wanted to go back to Egypt.
虽 然在埃及是奴隶的身份，可是这却是他们生活的舒适圈，他们习惯在这样的环境里面。
Now all they were enslaved in Egypt, nevertheless, it was their comfort zone. They were used to living their life that way.
经过了四十年的训练，上一代的人不能进入上帝应许给他们的迦南地，死在旷野。
After 40 years of discipline, the entire generation of the people were not allowed to enter the promised land. They all died in the wilderness.
新一代的以色列人要进迦南地之前，上帝给他们一个挑战，就是要越过杖役过两岸的约旦河。
Now before the new generation of Israelites were allowed to enter the land of Canaan, God gives them a challenge.They are to cross the Jordan River with overflowing and rapid current.
我不知道你们听到这个故事的时候有什么感觉。
Now, I don't know when you hear about this story, what kind of thought goes through your mind.
我小时候听到这个故事的时候，我就觉得这些抬着约柜的祭司真的很不简单。
You know, when I was a child, I listened and I heard this Bible story. And I always felt it was not a simple task.For those priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant to cross the Jordan River.
因为他们眼睛看到的是满过河岸的河水，这是出现在人的眼前的事实。可是上帝却吩咐他们要把脚踏住约旦河。
The reality before their eyes, as they were standing on the edge of the river, it was the overflowing and the rapid current of the Jordan River.But God wants them to step into the water.
你可以想象一下，你是抬着约柜的那位祭司。
Now just imagine with me, you were one of the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant.
你正抬着神的约柜，前面的河水已经满出来了。
There you were carrying the Ark of God, and you were seeing the water rapid, overflowing and coming in.
这时候你的脚会跨得出去吗？你会不会有很多的担心？担心你的鞋子，担心你湿了。
Here you were. Would you be concerned to step into the water? Would you be worried that your shoes and clothes would be wet?
你会不会担心你一脚踏下去，你就被河水冲走了？
Would you be worried that as you step into the water current would carry you away?
感谢神的带领，当你的脚一踏下去，神的大能就彰显出来。神迹就显现了。
But thank God for His mighty power. That when you step into the water, the power of God is revealed in a miracle.
当祭司们把他们的脚踏进约旦河水当中，原本涨过两岸的河水，它就在上游的亚当城停止了。
As soon as the feet of the priest that were carrying the ark step into the water, touch the water at the river's edge.The water above the point began backing up at a distance at a town called Aram.
以色列人他们就因此进入了上帝给他们的应许的流奶与蜜之地迦南地。
If it was this way as a result that Israelites entered the land of Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey, with God, which God has promised to give it to them.
他们进入迦南地以后，攻占的第一个城耶利哥城，依靠的是上帝的大能，所以他们很快的就把这个城攻占下来。
Relying on the power of God, they easily captured Jericho, which was the first city they encountered when they came upon the land.
可是当他们要攻打第二座城的时候，就完全不一样，他们失败了。
But it was completely different when they attacked the second city. They failed.
因为人的犯罪没有完全听从神的吩咐，将当灭之物灭尽，所以他们失败。
Because they have sinned against God, they did not completely obey God's instruction and wipe out everything that they should be destroyed. As a result, they failed miserably.
当以色列人渡过埃及，约旦河进入迦南地之后，上帝要以色列人他们自己去征战，为自己赢得土地。
When the Israelites crossed the Jordan River into Canaan, God asked the Israelites to fight and win the land for themselves.
我以前读这个圣经故事的时候
，Before when I used to read this Bible story，
我有想过为什么不上帝不要弹一下手指，就让所有迦南地的人全部消失
？I used to think why did God just snap his finger and cause all the people in the land of Canaan to die？
就像耶利哥城一样容易，这样以色列人他们就不会摧杯之力占领他们的土地。这样不是很好吗
？That would be just as easy as the city of Jericho for the Israelites to take it over the land without having to do anything. Would that be a great idea?
以色列人也不会去学迦南人他们拜偶像啊。
And for that matter, the Israelites wouldn't have a chance to learn about worshiping idols.
我们常有这样的想法，上帝为什么不这样做，不那样做，这样做？就可以解决了、
啊。I often think like that. Wouldn't that be great if God just snapped his hand that this would solve all the problems?
后来才发现，原来上帝不要他的百姓过着安逸的生活。
It was later that I learned that God didn't want his people to be overly too comfortable in the wilderness.
以我们上帝的能力，他绝对可以弹一下手指头，就让所有原本的迦南人消失。
With his almighty power, God can definitely snap his hand, and the people in the land, and the people in the land of Canaan would disappear.
可是上帝没有这样做，因为他要以色列人学习在困难的时候继续坚持的依靠他，继续经历上帝同在的恩典。
God did not do that because he wanted the Israelites to learn to rely on him in times of difficulty.And continue to experience His presence.
当我们知道上帝要带我们开始一个生活，新的生活，他要带我们离开我们的舒适圈。
When God wants us to start a new beginning, first He will direct us to get out of our comfort zone.
因为你在舒适圈里面，你很难经历上帝的同在。
Because the reality is.It's hard for you to experience the true presence of God when you are too comfortable.
我们的上帝正要我们脱离我们习惯的方式、习惯的生活，进入到上帝同在的生活里面。
God wants us to detach from our accustomed life and enter in the life of God's presence.
可是我要说。离开我们的舒适圈，我们一定会遇到困难、不舒服。以色列人他们在旷野的情况，正是我们的见解。
But let me say this: when we try to get out of our comfort zone, we are going to encounter challenges and discomfort. That Israelites in the wilderness experience is an example of that.
就像我们的家人离开了对我们来说舒适的台湾，来到了。
Just like my family, we left Taiwan, which is our comfort zone, and came to the United States.
感谢上帝的恩典，也谢谢我们忠诚教会的家人们你们的接纳。
I thank God for His grace, and also thank the people of Chinese Faith, my family, for your acceptance.
也感谢丹牧师师母，他们多留了三个礼拜，他们真的给我们很多的帮忙。
Also thank God for making that happen for Peter.And Debbie for staying three more weeks, they've been a great talk to us in the last week.
可是这里毕竟是我们不熟悉的国家，我们一定会遇到困难。
But after all, we are not familiar with this new country, so I'm pretty certain that we will face challenges and difficulties.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们不免第一个想法就是不要回台湾。
Now, when I face this difficulty, chances are, my first thought is, why am I here? I'm going to go back to Taiwan.
就像那些从埃及出来的以色列人一样。
I'll be behaving just like the Israelites.
各位忠诚的家人，你们也是如此。当我们看到上帝要带领你离开你的舒适圈，我不知道你是哪个部分。
Dear families, Chinese faith, when God takes you out of your comfort zone,And I don't know in what circumstance.
可能是因为在肺炎以后，我们教会聚会的情况改变，也可能是因为我们来了教会， 会有一些改变，或者是你自己个人的部分。
Now, it may be because of a change due to the pandemic. It may be a change of our church ministry as a result of this pandemic. And it could be also we, our presence at this church, being part of this church. Or it may be something has to do with your personal life.
你遇到冲突、挣扎，你很可能就会像这些出埃及的以色列人，马上就想说：“我为什么这么辛苦？我不要出来就好了，我回去就好了。”
You will for sure face conflicts and struggles, and maybe you will behave like an Israelite. Why do I have to work so hard? Why am I here? I'm just going to find another place.
就像以色列人他们进入迦南地的时候，上帝要他们透过神的能力、神的大能来赢得迦南地一样。
Just like when the Israelites first entered Canaan, God wanted them to occupy Canaan by relying on His power.
上帝不是把他的百姓带到一个舒服的地方，让他的百姓过着安逸的生活。
So God didn't bring His chosen people to an already made comfortable place.
上帝要属他的百姓在日常生活的艰难当中更多依靠他与他同工见证上帝的真实
God wants his people to rely on him in the faces of the difficulties and struggles God wants them to be in partnership with him to experience the reality of his presence in their midst
在、以赛亚书，我们翻到这一段经文，以赛亚书三十章二十到二十一节。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, let's turn to that together, verse 20 to 21. Isaiah 30, 20 to
翻到以后，我们一起来念，一样可以用中用普通话、用广东话、用印度，我们一起来，奉主的名，一起来。主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你必看见你的教师，你或向左，或向右。你必听见后边有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”神以困难给我们当饼，以困苦给我们当水，是要让我们看见这位不再隐藏的耶稣。就在我们愿意顺服神，脱离我们原本的舒适圈的生活中。
God gives us adversity for food and hardship for drink.So that in our obedience to God and through Christ, we have the strength to leave our comfort zone and be able to see Jesus in the midst.
当我们离开舒适圈，我们要再一次来读下面这个经文，就是《生命记》三十一章。
Let us now read that scripture verse we read early at this at the beginning. Deuteronomy 31:7.
第七节第八节。我们再回过头来读这段经文。
Let us read it one more time.
一样，我们一起同声来读，奉主的名一起来。摩西把约书亚招了来，在以色列众人面前对他说：“你要坚强勇敢。”因为你要和这地的人民一同进入耶和华向他们的列祖起誓应许要赐给他们的地你也要使他们得着那地为业耶和华亲自在你前头行与你同在他绝不撇下你也不离弃你你不要害怕也不要惊慌走出埃及，离开原本的舒适圈，本来就不是一个容易的事。
It was not easy to leave the comfort zone. Our
我们看见以色列人他们在旷野遇到困难的时候， 他们有上帝派来带领他们的这位摩西，这位大先知为他们祷告，带着他们，鼓励他们继续跟随上帝，相信上帝的带领。
You know, when the Israelites faced challenges in the wilderness, they had the greatest prophet, Moses, who prayed for them, encouraged them, and rallied them to follow God's leading.
我们虽然没有摩西，但是我们有更完美的耶稣。
Although we don't have the Moses, but we have the perfect leader, that's Jesus.
继续选择跟随耶稣的带领。
Let us continue to follow the lead of Jesus.
3年前，当我们决定顺服神的旨意，进到我们从来没有想过的国度，申请来到中诚教会参与仪式。
3 years ago, Joy and I decided to obey God's will, to come to a country we never thought of coming, and answer the call to be part of this church family, to serve God together.
我和师母心中有很多的不是那么顺服，我们有很多的挣扎，心里面也有很多的担忧跟挂虑。
Now, to be honest with you, Joyce and I were not always obedient to God in our hearts. We experienced lots of struggles. Sometimes our hearts were full of worries and anxieties.
最后，我们就像是抬着约柜的祭司，不管约旦河的水怎么样，那个河水不是我能够做的事，我把它交给上帝。
In the end, like the priest who was carrying the ark of the covenant, we close our eyes, we tighten our teeth, we step our feet into the water and surrender ourselves to God.
我相信上帝对我的应许，耶和华亲自在你前头行，与你同在，他绝不撇下你，也不离弃你。你不要害怕，不要惊慌。
I believe in the promise of God to me. In verse 8, the Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
我要做的事情就是紧紧地跟随上帝，跟随耶稣。
My job was to follow God the Father and follow Jesus closely.
对于前面会遇到的困难，我相信是上帝要我更多的依靠他的大能，最终可以进入到上帝给我们的应许之地。
As to the future challenges that we will encounter in the days ahead, I believe God wants us to rely upon Him and His mighty power, to look to Him to lead us into the promised land.
亲爱的中诚教会的家人们，我们来自不同的成长背景，我们有很多的习惯不一样。
My dear church family, each of us came from different walks of life and with many different ways of doing things.
但是请相信我一件事，上帝千里迢迢把我们带到波特兰来，他绝对不是让我们来伤害中诚教会的。
Please trust me on this one thing. God brought us thousands of miles from Taiwan to be here, to be with you in Portland. Definitely, we did not come here to bring harms to our church family.
甚至在我们当中的任何一位，我相信没有一个人是带着要伤害中诚教会的心来到这里的。
For that matter, I believe none of us have that thought, that intention to bring harm to our church family.
我们聚集在中诚教会只有一个目的，就是要进入上帝给我们的应许之地。
We come together as a church family with one goal, that is to enter into God's promised land.
这个就是上个礼拜 Scott 牧师跟我们说的，拿厄米因着路德和波阿斯来回顾了他们美好的生活。
The last week, Pastor Scott in his sermon, he shared that Naomi's life was restored with true meaning.Because of the life of Ruth and Boaz.
让我们彼此更多一起来依靠上帝，依靠耶稣。
Let us come together as a church family to trust God more, to trust Jesus.
经历上帝同在的大能，经历他在我们当中可以显出他的神迹奇事，我们可以回顾神给我们原本的那 神儿女的美好的得胜的生活。
Let us together as a church family experience the power of God in His presence in our midst. Let us be restored to live a victorious life as God's people on this side of the world.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us now come.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们来到你面前，谢谢你。
Father, we give thanks as we now come before your presence.
你应许我们，你要与我们同在。
Father, for you have promised that you be with us.
你要我们坚强，要有我们勇敢，要我们不要害怕。
Father, you ask us not to be afraid, to be courageous, to be strong.
因着你的同在，我们可以有信心，能够跟教会的家人一起进入你给我们的那美好的生活。
Father, because of your presence.We can be strong with you and together we enter into the land that you call us.
纵然我们会遇到问题，我们会遇到挣扎，我们会遇到困难。
Father, we will face struggles, conflicts, and difficulties.
我们要把这些都成为我们的饼吃下，成为我们的水喝下。
Father, we let these, like the water that are overflowing the river Jordan.
我们要做的就是紧紧跟随耶稣基督的脚步。
Father, all you ask is our job is to follow Jesus.
让我们的生活每一天都显出神同在的真实。
Father, I pray, we pray that each day of our life could reveal, demonstrate the presence of God in us.
我们将祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.